Hey, welcome to Let's Talk Guthrie County on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. I'm your host, Andrew Zupkoff, and today our guest is the director of the Guthrie Center Public Library. She is Pat Sleister. We'll be wrapping up our conversation, which we began yesterday, talking about the evolution of technology inside of the library. And Pat, as you were telling the City Council recently in your annual report to them, you are now able to track Wi-Fi uses at the library, and that has yielded some impressive and surprising results.
We were just amazed. This is something new that the State Library has instigated. In order for us to be certified, we had to install a program that would count any kind of Wi-Fi use, which might be inside the library, but it might be outside the library as well. And we found cars here at all hours of the night on their computer. But the first month, we were just amazed at the count. For a month's time, it was well over 400. And last December, which is a slow month kind of for us, it was about 550 uses of our Wi-Fi, which isn't our general public computers. That's just the Wi-Fi use. So rather than counting our circulation of books, we have to figure in also what else is being used, and that obviously that is a real biggie here. So we're excited about that.
Yeah, and maybe talk a little bit about as well, things offered by the library that that don't even have anything to do with the books and the technology, like you mentioned. The meeting room is often used, so talk a little bit about that, and then just kind of the other, like, peripheral services you guys offer there, similar to that.
Sure, I would be glad to do that. We have a nice meeting room that would hold 40 people on chairs, or if we set up tables, it'll hold 20 people. And, of course, there's TV monitors and a multimedia projector and an overhead, little kitchenette, lots of coffee pots and that kind of thing. We have cribbage players every Monday that use that, and the bridge players use it on Wednesday mornings. So that does get used. But it's available to rent for $15, and so we have a lot of people doing that. That room will lock off from the rest of the library, so it does get rented an hours when the library itself is not open. We also have a small meeting room, a conference room in the middle of the library that has a big conference table with six big chairs. We can fit a few more people in there than that, but that's free, and it's available whenever the library's open. We like to keep having things that the public needs, like we make copies for 15 cents a page. We have a fax machine that is 15 cents a page to send or receive. We do lots of interlibrary loans, and we can reserve books for you. I did mention the free audiobook downloads that we've got, and we have a monthly card-making class. We also have a book club that meets once a month. Our card catalog is on our webpage. You can access that there. Let's see. Summer reading program is what we're working on right now. That'll be coming up in June and July. And we've already got three programs booked for that, plus a lot of other things that are going to be going on. We're going to have some puppets one day. We have the Science Center coming one day. We have a magician coming one day. And then the rest of the time, we'll be doing some fun, probably physical activities as well as reading. I mentioned, too, we always have the coffee pot on, and people can come and sit and have a cup of coffee and read a magazine or the daily newspaper. And then when all else fails, there's always the books and magazines to check out.
Yeah, and one final thing, Pat. Mm-hmm. That was, of course, recently you gave the annual report for 2015 to the City Council. Looking ahead to 2016, and as you mentioned, getting ready for yet another summer reading program, but are there any other new features or new things coming to the library throughout the rest of 2016. Any previews of any new services you can provide for us?
Oh, that's a hard question. One of our focuses this year is going to be on some physical problems with the library, but we will probably be working on keeping our public computers up to date, which means we've got at least two that we need to replace. So that will be coming. We hope to be having some adult programming. We haven't got that finalized, so I'm not going to give it away, but we do want to do that, and I know that we've got at least one author coming to do a book signing, and so you know, that pretty much that kind of thing is what's coming up so far.
All right, very good, Pat. Anything else going on people should know about, or did we cover everything pretty well?
I think we've done a pretty fair job. I just want people to know that if they have suggestions and ideas for what might help our library to better serve the community, we're always open to listen.
Hey, huge, huge, huge thanks to our guest today. It's been Pat Sleister. She is the director of the Guthrie Center Mary J. Barnett Memorial Public Library for joining us both today and yesterday on Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Andrew Zupkoff, on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network and always online, raccoonvalleyradio.com.